The deadline to register for vote in the primary election is February 5th. The primary election is set for March 6th. If you're unsure if you're registered to vote, go to the website votetexas.gov. There you'll find a link to a database where you can put in your information and it will confirm if you're registered. Registered voters likely recently received a card in the mail, a voter registration card. Texas voters are required to show a photo ID when voting, but there are several forms of ID and alternatives allowed under the law. It's best to read up on that at votetexas.gov before heading to the poll. If you haven't yet registered to vote, you can do so at your local county voter registration's office. Not sure where that is? See votetexas.gov. To be eligible to vote, you must be a U.S. citizen, a resident of the county where you submit your voter registration application, over the age of 18, and not a convicted felon, though you may be eligible to vote if you've completed your sentence, probation, parole, etc. Again, learn more about how to register to vote at votetexas.gov.
In Texas voting-related news this week, Texas gubernatorial candidates Demetria Smith, Andrew White, and current Governor Greg Abbott were all in the news this week for different reasons. Houston native Demetria Smith became ineligible to be on the primary ballot as a Democrat after her check to pay the party's filing fee bounced. The filing fee for both parties is $3,750. That's how much it costs to run as a Republican or Democrat for governor. Speaking of money, Greg Abbott was in the news this week because his campaign's balance sheet lists more than $43 million in funds for the 2018 election, the biggest campaign war chest in the state's history. Abbott was also in the Sunday's edition of the Houston Chronicle for a large story they did that analyzed public records, looking at the people he appointed to state positions and how much money they donated to his campaign. The biggest donor was Saeed Javaid Anwar at $1.3 million. He was appointed to the Higher Education Coordinating Board. Houston businessman Andrew White, one of eight Democratic primary challengers, made statewide headlines this week when he said, if elected, he'd do what he could to abolish the death penalty. White is the son of former Governor Mark White.